Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and it is definitely a pleasure to be up and running this morning. Things seem to be going really smooth with our new system. I thank you guys for your patience for the last couple of weeks. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that when it comes to technology, you know, I'm the one that has to do a lot of reading and a lot of studying to get that done. But, you know, I think we have it down to an art, to the point where I can communicate with you without a lot of issues and a lot of problems. I thank you. I welcome you this morning to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. Today, we have an interesting conversation, you know, and I said every Saturday morning, I just love it, because it's amazing to me that what you hear is very little of me, because, I mean, I'm hearing it, I'm writing it down, and I'm being taught as I share the thoughts with you. And this morning, we want to thank God, our Heavenly Father, for a wonderful opportunity to come together. God is leading mothers and daughters in a direction that is geared to strengthening the family. There's a movement on God's path for mothers and daughters, and that movement is to bring attention to the mothers and daughters and their relationships and the importance of that relationship to the family. So God, thank you for making us mothers. We thank you for making us daughters. And we thank you for your patience. We thank you for your love and your understanding as we grow and develop to be the being, the spirit and soul that you have created us to be. And we thank you for the children that you have placed in our hearts and in our presence and our lives. And the trust that you've given us as mothers to seek you and seek your will for their journey here on earth and back to you. So God, we just love you for the opportunity. It is definitely a training ground. And we welcome the training as mothers so that we can grow and become better and closer to you. We thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the new people that are coming on, I just want to say, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host, and I thank you for listening today. As I always say, call a friend. You know, I know everybody knows a mother and daughter that either could use some strengthening in their relationship or need to increase their conversation, if we're honest. Now, sometimes mother and daughter themselves doesn't realize that they need a little concentration on the conversation, their behavior. But when you notice, then, you know, God is showing you that for a reason. He's showing you that. He's putting you in this position to listen to mother and daughter every Saturday morning without not going out ministering to mothers and daughters. The purpose of the show is that facilitate the show, and then we all go out and we minister to other mothers and daughters. And if you're on this show and you're a constant listener of the show, then that should tell you something in your soul that God is asking you to extend that ministry of this ministry into your world, into the mother and daughter that you know. And keep in mind, even though a woman may not have a daughter, she is a daughter. And she has more than her story, which affects who she is, how she is in her life today. So just because you don't have a daughter doesn't mean you shouldn't listen, because if you're still alive, there's still opportunity to start that relationship. Especially if your mother's getting older, you know, you learn that, you know what, I need to my mother, my daughter. So that's what we are going to be dealing with today. Okay? I'm Dr. Bessie Flower. I'm your host on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch me via the computer at www.blogtalkradio.com, or you can simply call us by dial 347-539-5078. And if you like the conversation, you want to add something to what you guys and you want to say, I'm sure there's a mother and daughter out there God has placed just to hear you have to say. So I don't want you to think it's all about Dr. Bessie. I'm the facilitator, but we all here plant a seed in a mother and daughter's mind and help them to grow. And better way than to grow from somebody else's experience. Let someone else not make the mistake that we have or joy, the joy of the good that we have. Either way, help them to grow, to be better mothers and daughters. A stimulating topic today is mothers and daughters learning the art of being patient. Now that is a mouthful right there. Mothers and daughters learning the art of being patient. So let that resonate in your mind just for a moment. Just the word patience should get you. New announcements. Well, it's not new. We are having a mother and daughter crusade on September the 10th. The time is near, and we definitely need you as a partner. God has placed on my heart to bring together mothers and daughters. Our goal is to bring together 5,000 mothers and daughters from all over. The event is being held in South Florida, Miami. We are honoring First Ladies, mothers of the church, and ministers. So if you have First Lady or you have a female pastor, you know, or you have your mother, grandmother, your aunt, you know, some mom of God that you know have wisdom, have a pillar in the family, you might want to nominate them. And I say nominate lightly because it's not at a conference, but you want to refer them to be a part of that 100 and bring the family, bring all the mothers and daughters that you know. Now, you have an email list, and you have a database, most of you, that is in Facebook, links, your social networks. Why don't you just email them and tell them to go to www.mothersanddaughtersbnbondingnsnetwork.org. And go to mdbn.org events. Look at what we're doing. We need your help. We're coming down to the last. If you believe in mother-daughter relationship, we need your help. We need your help to help us
relationship into the mind of the daughter on September the 10th. It's going to be exciting. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it, because too often we miss things and we hear it from our party. You're not going to what's going to happen on September the 10th, 2011, if you're not there. You just can't get it. You'll hear about it, you'll feel something, but you know, you don't have ideas until you see it, feel it, and reverence that emotion in yourself. It's a different kind of feeling. On November the 12th, we have the mother and daughter Cinderella Ball, become Cinderella of the Year. Get you some more information on that. You can go to the event page. You'll see all these things on the event page. That's why I'm giving you just vague information, because I really want you to go there and look at the information. Kim did a great job putting it all up, and I just want you to go there and check it out, see what she's done. Mother Cruz, on November the 30th, 2011, we went to Jamaica for a week. So, mother and daughters, adult mothers and daughters, get ready, get ready. Let's go have some fun. As we ball that night, we're going to relax for 6 days. Again, you can call me at 786-462-470. You contact me, of course. Again, I have a webpage, drbensie.com. That's drbensie.com. Thanks. Yeah, thank you. I want to thank the daughters for their hard work. I mean, working. We have gone on tour. We have had so many wonderful things happen. I really would take up too much time on the program to tell you. I just want you to know you're going to see some exciting things within the next couple of months from the Mother and Daughter Bond Network. You're going to hear the elevation. You're going to see and experience the hands of God moving in this program into the faith ministry. We are here. Okay? They can't hear me.
Make sure. Okay, let's make sure that I'm not breaking up.
Thank you, caller. I have some phone calls for me today. Let me know if you hear me better. I really appreciate that. My headset, I just want to make sure that you are, and I'm not moving around. Everything's really sensitive to ears, so... Okay, so I'll keep going back to the bed here. Now, let's see if that's better. Let's go on with what we're doing here at the program. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I need. Mothers and daughters be learning the art of being patient. Hey, the show is brought to you at thebensie.com. Go visit, look at what we're doing, and in honor of my mother, Pearl.
Okay, good morning. I refuse, you know, to get excited. Every Saturday morning, it seems as if, you know, there's a test. Let's just see if you can endure the test. So I'm going to be patient. That's our topic for today. You know, let's be patient. Let's exercise what we're talking about. I think that that's better for you, and I'm praying that it is, and we'll go forward. You know, last week we talked about mothers and daughters learning how to be grateful, and I just talked about it just a little bit there, because sometimes it's an emotion that if we don't see it or feel it, we really don't believe it. We have to really, you know, have something in our hands, you know, to believe it. Well, you know, everything that God has created is not based on what you have in your hand. It's not based on what you can see. See, that's where the realm of being patient and grateful, not being grateful for the things that you can see all the time, but being grateful for those things that you cannot see. You know, it's the unseen emotion that are the ones that will last for a lifetime. And patience is an unseen emotion. You just don't see it. It's something that you have to exercise. It's something that you have to do in order to feel the emotion behind being patient. So with that being said, that is going to take us into our topic today. You know, that brings us to this week. We're talking about mothers and daughters learning the art of being patient. You know, and as it was coming to me this morning, I was thinking, the art. You know, you hear the art of war, the art of this. And a lot of times when you hear the word art, you're thinking of paintings. That's usually the first picture that comes to your mind, the art. You know, either dancing from the art, but most likely when you say an art, you're thinking about painting, which is all part of the makeup of learning the art of being patient. It is a painting. It is your design. It is a part of who you are as you develop in who you are becoming. So when we look at the word art, it is the ability, it is the skill, or the talent of sculpturing. Because what you're doing, you are sculpturing your life and the life of your daughter. Now, when we look at the word being, it is life form. It means to be a creature. It is a human being, an individual self, which is made up of the mind, the soul, and the spirit. The spirit. It is the essence of the heart, the personality, and your consciousness. So you got two words there. The word art, you're sculpturing. The word being, what are you sculpturing? You're sculpturing a human being. You are sculpturing the mind, the soul, and the spirit, the sheer essence of the heart of the person. And when you look at the word patient, patient is to endure. It is to tolerate. It is uncomplaining. So you got the art of being patient. You have the sculpturing of the person's mind. And in doing that, it takes patience. And to endure that means that you've got to plan it. You know, to sculpture something, you don't rush through that. You see someone sculpturing a piece of art, another human being, and you're using the clay to mold that person. And when you use the clay to mold that person, you don't necessarily see where they're going. But the whole picture and the vision is inside the consciousness of the person. They see it completed. But you and I may not can see that because we were not given that vision. Okay? So now when we look at that, and the reason I'm taking my time with this is because I really want you to get the essence of what God has placed on my heart this morning. If you notice when I use the word before each word, why? Because I wanted you to be in the mindset of your intra-conversation. Everything goes right back to that. I said the word, when you look at the word art, when you look at the word being, when you look at the word patience, see, the word is a word. And the word spoken will create. And the word used in the context of your intro conversation will develop a thought, which will create a vision, which will manifest into reality. And that's the same thing with sculpturing, sculpturing a person, a human being, molding them out of clay. They got the word to do it. They saw it. They had a thought of it. They saw the vision. And that vision they could see within their mind's eye. So therefore, they can create from clay and mold you into a human being. Now, does that sound familiar to you? It sounds like something that Jesus did. He had a vision of you individually. Even every hair on your head, he said, I know each one of them. If one drop out, he can tell you what number that was. So that's how sculptured you are. And, you know, we're made in his image, so think about that. We are given these little humans already sculptured in body form, but with an unsculptured mind. So therefore, think about it. He gave you work to do. He gave you an unsculptured mind individual who we call our daughters or our sons. And then we have to create that conversation that they have in their head. The conversation, the intro conversation, is that ongoing conversation in your head that tells you what to do and what not to do, tells you right from wrong, how to make choices. And it's very important that we as mothers, and building this relationship with our daughters, we sculpture their minds in a way that they make the right choices. But can we do that if we are not sculptured ourselves? Think about it. Now, because I know several daughters, and I'm talking about older daughters, who take care of their mothers, and I've heard it in their voice, I've heard them say it, and I heard it from their heart. You know, I'm having problems with being patient with my mother. And when you hear that, you say to yourself, what happened? At least I said to myself, I said, wonder what happened? What happened that would make a person not have patience with their mother? You know, some have said to me that their mother is getting on their nerves. Some even go back and to a time and remember, you know, when the mother wasn't patient with them, and they would say to me, well, you know, why should I be patient with her? Why do I have to take care of her? She wasn't patient with me. And see, the art of being patient is a learned behavior. Your daughter would demonstrate that same measure of patience you demonstrated in her life. Mothers are asking you to just, you know, look at your life. You know what I mean? I'm asking you to look at your life and see where you're not demonstrating a measure of patience. You know, look at yourself and see, are you just too busy? Are you too busy for your own self? You know, do you think you're doing others, you know, you think that you're doing for others is more important than doing for yourself? Because some people would run themselves raggedy to help somebody else and they won't even spend time with themselves. They won't stop and look at, you know, I've got to spend time with myself so I can know who I am in order to help sculpture my children. Because your children, your daughter's going to look at you. She's going to sculpture her children just like you sculpture her, unless there is a change, and that is a change that comes from a spiritual change. Now, renewing of the mind is the only thing that will cut that off. You know, not even to mention that the mother doesn't have time for a patience for her own daughter. See, that's where I run into a lot of the interesting concepts when the daughter gets to be middle-aged or in her 30s, and she looks back and she realizes she doesn't have patience. Have you seen a mother just yell and scream at a daughter and a children in the grocery store, and the first thing, something would just go all over you and say, listen at her. Listen how she's screaming and hollering at those children, let alone slapping them or popping them. You know, of course, you know that won't happen today as much as it used to. But when I was coming up, you got to spank it right in the store. My mother didn't care. You showed up there, that's where you got a spanking. There was no calling the police and trying to figure out how you can get your mother and your parents in trouble. You would not be living, not in my house. But see, I was raised in a home with a mother that had very little patience. You know, we're talking about an honest conversation. When this came up this morning in my spirit to talk about patience, I was thinking about my mother. And I thought, you know what? She had very little patience. Of course, I'm not just discovering this. Don't get me wrong. That was one of the things I noticed all during her life. Busy, busy, busy. All the church, busy, busy, busy. Helping the family, busy, busy, busy. Nobody could do anything in the family less than they came by her. They put her in that position. They gave it to her. She was a baby of the family. So they, you know, everything that they do or would say, they'd come by the house and talk to my mother, and she pretty much put a stamp of approval on it or not to approve it, and they went along with it. So I was raised that way, which gave you a sense of control, you know, and when people didn't ask, well, she would get a little upset, and rightfully so, because they gave her that position. So when I look back and look at the fact that my mother had very little patience, I look back over my life and realize I am just getting in a position over the last few years to understand that I have developed a reverence for patience. But I used to didn't have any patience either. I was just like my mother, quick to speak, quick to react, quick to do. Patience is a learned behavior. You know, so our daughters will do what they do, but I had a renewing of my mind. I started reading God's word, and I started looking at my life and examining me to find out what is it that I'm doing that is not working, because I needed to make some changes in my life. And patience, this morning God has brought up in my life, and he told me, you want to talk about patience? And I thought, well, what are we going to talk about? Well, of course, you know, as usual, I get up and I start writing and it starts pouring out and I'm being taught. See, this whole thing of facilitating this program on Saturday mornings is that I'm the student. And I get the pleasure of sharing what God is teaching me with other mothers and daughters. What a wonderful way that God has structured his training program. You know, when you look back at it, we're all in a training program. We all are sent different things in our lives, different people in our lives, to teach us what we need to get to where God has designed in his mind and his thought of the person that he wants us to be. You know, and I thought, wow. I like that. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more as we go down, you know, because we want to look at the mother. If you change your behavior, then your daughter will change her behavior. Unfortunately, I don't have the opportunity to speak to my mother right now. Because what I've learned over the last few years, and when God asked me to start working with mothers and daughters, my mother died the year before. My mother died in 1998, and I was asked to do mother and daughter workshops and training and create the Mother and Daughter Center in 1999. I would really, really enjoy having a conversation with my mother now, because I can have an honest conversation, and I know how to listen and to be patient and to hear and to be loving and understanding when she gives me her answer, and not being so quick on my thoughts and on my tongue to cut her off and to try to rush her past her thoughts. Because we have to realize patience comes in with allowing people to develop their thoughts into words that will roll off of their tongue into a conversation. If you get too fast and you decide, oh, no, you're not doing this quick enough for me, then you cut off the thought of the person, and therefore you never really get the complete thought. Now, haven't you been talking and someone cut you off and you say to yourself, what was I saying? But had the person not cut you off and you had an opportunity to complete your thought, they would have got a revelation of how you felt from within. So, mothers, keep in mind that we are sent here on behalf of God's dream for his kingdom. That's the only reason we're here. We're here because God sent us to do a work. You came to do a work which includes your extended work through your daughter. It's not all about you. Your daughter from birth came to teach you how to love. Your daughter from birth came to teach you how to forgive. Your daughter from birth came to teach you how to be patient and how to use those skills and those learnings in your walk of life as you interact with other people. And your daughter from birth came to teach you how to be dependent on a higher authority. It is through the care of your daughter that you learn and you see this little girl born 7 pounds, 8 ounces, and she can do nothing for herself. She came, she looks at you, and she looked at you with the eyes of, I'm depending on you. I need you to feed me. I need you to wash me. I need you to keep me clean. I need you to take care of me. And I'm not going to worry about what I'm going to eat today. I'm not going to worry about what I'm going to wear today. I'm not going to worry about where I'm sleeping tonight. I'm depending on you. Now, doesn't that sound just like God? And how to use these same skills in other relationships? You know, we all live inside the dream of God, and his dream is for each of us to be just like him. So in order for us to do that, he's going to teach us through our children. So, when we don't learn the lesson, he may send it through someone else. You have 9 months to prepare and 18 years to experience and to learn the lesson. And you're going to get different levels of learning as that child grows. When they're a baby, you learn certain things. From 0 to, say, maybe 3. And from 3 to 8, that's a whole different learning because then they're exposed to other people. So now you've got to deal with the child's conversation, intro conversation, and the intro conversations of others as she go out to daycare. And then you're talking about from 8 to 12. That's a whole different thing because now they're exposed to maybe going to the mall. or staying over at someone else's house. And then from 12 to 16, not only are you dealing with the mindset and the intro conversation of your daughter, you're dealing with the growth and the maturity of the body and the changes in which your daughter has to deal with, and you have to experience that again with your daughter, some of which you've experienced coming up through your life. And then from 16 to 24, that's a whole different world. At 18, she's finished, she's going to school. She's starting now, and most people don't let them practice. You just assume that you're out of school, you're going to go to college, or you're going to get a job and move out. But they have no experience. They don't know how to live. Only thing that they have is their ideas and their views, which they watch you. So if you train them and with less patience, it's going to take them another 10 or 15 years to either make some changes by reading the Word of God, studying, education, meeting the right people, and looking at other models of relationship and taking pieces from those models in order to create what they think they want to be and how they want to change their lives. And we all do it because we'll look at someone and say, you know what, I like her hair. I want my hair just like that. Oh, I like that dress on her. I think I could wear that well. We create a style from other people as we explore and travel the world. The more travel you get, the more people you talk to, the more you see yourself changing. But the core of your being should be together before you even leave your mother's house. So when God put his human being suit on and he walked in the name of Jesus Christ, he did that to show us how to live in the ways in which he envisioned us to be. So he demonstrated the art of being patient through Jesus. Jesus is a patient man. And if we're made in his image, then we are made to be patient. And when you think back about that, you know, you look back and you say, even, you know, he even wrote it down. He said, now, just in case you might forget, because anything that's not fresh on your mind will just really register in your subconscious mind. It will stay there until something trigger it and bring it forth, either a word, conversation, a picture, a person, you know, trigger that and bring it forth. Other than that, out of sight, out of mind. So he wrote it down. He said, I'm going to put it in this book. And the book's called The Bible. So you won't forget. You won't forget what I showed you when I walked. And for the future generations who was not there at that time, I want you to read what I said and what I did. And then I want you to tell your children. Because I want them to pass it on. This is how I'm going to live through the generations and the time and the duration of this earth. Okay? But you can't recall it if you don't read it. You've got to read it. You've got to read the Bible. You've got to understand. You've got to do it on a daily basis so that you can remember. And every time you read it, he just enhances your thoughts and a different revelation coming from the same verse. You can read the same Bible verse every day, and God will give you a new revelation because you're never going to get it. It's so broad. But as a woman, you were born as a daughter, and most of you have a daughter. Now, wouldn't it be just like God to give you the exact gender of a child to teach you what he knows that you need to learn to become just like him? Now, that's a thought. He gave you a daughter, and if you are having a rough relationship with your daughter, just think God is trying to teach you something. He sent her here to teach you patience. He sent her here to teach you love. He sent her here to teach you the art of the human being and the consciousness and the awareness of your words and how they would dictate your behavior. I love it. And he may have given you a son. Maybe you don't really have this male-female relationship down pat. So he's going to give you a son. There's a reason why some mothers have sons, and there's a reason why some mothers have daughters, and there's a reason why they have both. But I can tell you, I don't know the reason, and maybe you don't know the reason, but we know there's a reason, because everything God does is designed for his good, to glorify the kingdom. So with that being said, what are we doing to learn the lessons, and how are we using patience to look at and see what God is trying to teach us? To be like him is to be in love and to be patient with our children. So I thank you for listening. That is our message for today, the art of being patient in a mother and daughter relationship. And I know patience, sometimes we have so many things on our mind that we will just say, you know, I don't have time today. I really don't have time for this foolishness. Kids will come to you. They will say different things. And the first thing you say, I don't have time for this. I'm busy today. You know, I can't go through this today. And then the child will walk away. And when they walk away, they're more confused walking away than they were listening and trying to get an answer. We have got to learn that when a child walks up to you, that child comes, have made up their mind, have probably talked about it, and has spent time trying to get the revelation of how can I talk to my mother? How can I explain to her what I've done or what I want to do? And the moment you say, look, I'm busy, I don't have time, you have shut down the thought, the process, and you never know. God may be sending you a message through that child to help you get through that lesson so that you can move on to the next thing in your life. But you'll never know if you keep saying, I don't have time, I'm busy, we'll get to that later. Just a thought. I'm going to open up the line. Good morning, 954. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fine, doing great. How are you doing?
I'm absolutely incredible. Thank you so much, and thank you for opening up the call to me. You touched on a great topic this morning. You know, patience is a lot like humility. It is a gift of the Spirit that we often talk about but rarely put into practice. And you hit on two key words this morning, taught and learned. And to be patient is to love another person and allow them to grow and make decisions. But as women, we have a thing about control. And if we feel out of control, that's where patience has to come in. Because we want to control every situation, and that's just a woman's thing. We want to control. We want to control our daughters and our sons. But if you do not allow a person to grow and make decisions, I think that's the hardest part about patience in dealing with human beings. It's about allowing them that space and that freedom in order that that relationship can happen.
Mm-hmm. That is so
and
true.
So I think that's the hardest part of patience.
Mm-hmm. Because we as mothers think, oh, well, I'm the mother, and I know what's best for you. But if we really examine our life and our experiences and our mistakes, you know, and I know every mother, basically every mother, and their hearts and soul feel at that moment that they're doing the right thing, because we're mothers. We want to protect our children. It's hard to let them go. It's hard to you know, like a bird. See, the birds, they know. They will leave their little babies up there and fly off and go. Or they'll just drop them out and say, okay, you're on your own. Let's go. But we, God created us in a different manner. He created us as mothers to nurture. And so with that nurturing spirit, no one really knows how to lessen the nurturing or to increase it except for a feeling that we have. But we have to reverence that whole feeling around being patient and being in tune to what God is saying. And you can only get that if you read the Word, because everything that you're going through is already written down. And I think a lot of times we want to ask other people and then get their opinions, and we're really not getting the opinions of the one who sculptured us, the person
right.
that knows the whole body form, the mind, the soul, and the spirit from every essence from just the word body. But
right.
we're those other people. And so therefore we use those examples rather than the example that God has given us. So thank you very
Without
much.
Without a doubt. But let me say this, and then I'm going to be done. Let me say this. I guarantee if we learn to wait on God, we will learn to give people the space that they need. Because in
mm-hmm.
that wait, you learn to have patience.
Mm-hmm. That is so
because
true.
We can't manipulate God no matter what we do. But if we get to that point where we just learn to trust God for some things, we will develop that patience, and the rest will fall into place.
That is so true. That is so true.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much for taking
that.
My call.
All right. You're welcome. Have a blessed day.
You as well.
That is so true. That is the essence of what we need to do is just watch. That's why God came to give us a model to go by. You know, we often hear mothers say, there's no book, and I've said it myself, there's no book that tells you really how to raise a daughter. There's nothing that say if she does this, turn to page AD 44 and section D and pull out an answer. It just doesn't happen. Everything is there in the book. But you've got to go and have faith in God. And he will show you the answer every time. You will get the answer. So when you're doing that, you know, it's such a tedious thing, but where do you cut off? Now, you know, with my daughter, at her age right now, I don't know if she wants me to say her age, and I won't say it because I didn't ask for permission, but there's 21 years difference between our age. And so with that, I still have to stop and think, you know, where do you cut off? There is no cut off of mothering. We will always be the mother. But we always, as they grow and as they get older, and especially when they have children of their own, we have got to learn to really be patient, because a lot of times we want to give our input into the lives of our grandchildren. And they are looking at it, oh, no, you raised me. I'm going to raise my child. And so, therefore, you get into a whole different kind of conversation with your daughter or your son about your grandchildren. Because now, say, for instance, they're looking at the fact that you wasn't that good with me. Now, how are you going to come tell me how to raise my child? I didn't like the way you treated me. And a good example of that was a conversation that I had with a parent. And when you look at it, they look at one person as not being, the grandmother, as not being as loving. So do you make a decision, do I send my child to be in the environment of someone that I'm really not feeling that they've done the best with me? Or do you sit down and have a conversation? This is the gap between mothers and daughter relationships, the honest conversation. And this is what I'm telling you. If you don't have the honest conversation, you can't move forward. The honest conversation has to come out of love. The honest conversation has to come out of forgiveness. And the honest conversation has to come out of patience. Like I said earlier, you know, you can't just interrupt a person when they are trying to pull out of their heart and their soul and their spirit the feelings that they have. You know, we can't just assume that this person is not good enough to raise the grandchildren. I don't have enough knowledge to do this. Or how do I let her go? What do I do? You know, if you just go to God, because God has already got it. This is just like he has a plan for your life, he has a plan for your daughter's life. And as the mother, and I truly, and this comes from reading. You read the word, he tells you. You have authority over your children. You have the power to speak to Satan and say, get your hands off of my children, if you are in the word, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have that power. And then you can operate that power. And you have that control. That's the control that God gives us. So you don't have to worry about them. They can, if they're out there doing something that you're not pretty, you're not happy with, and you're feeling like, okay, she's not going in the direction I want, there's no need to argue and fuss. Okay, I don't think she's strong in this area. There's no need to worry about that. All you've got to do is just believe in what God said, that as the mother, the child of God, I will bless you, your children, and your children's children. You have authority over your family. Then now that you know, all you got to do is operate out of patience. Sit back, relax, and trust God. And say, God, you know what? I believe in your word. I have spoken the word over my children, and I'm not going to worry about it. He said, don't worry about what you eat, sleep, drink, wear. Yeah, and we do try to take that over, and that's why we have a difficult time. So I feel this morning that this lesson that God has pulled out has been a major lesson for me, because over the last 3 or 4 weeks, it has been one of the things that he has put me down in front of and say, I want you and different ones to teach me. And I've learned, and I thank God for that, because now this morning it sort of all came together, the fragments of the teachings, and I'm sure this is to elevate me for something that is coming this week to come. I can feel it in my spirit that you need to be patient, and as you grow, and as the more you learn patience, the more I can give you. God can give you more, because then he knows that you're going to stop and think about it. You know, you're not going to rush through it. You know, you're not going to just go and make a decision without consulting him. That's what patience is. It's being able to stop, think about it, get your information together, speak to God, and ask. He sent a comforter to help you, to have all the answers. There's nothing you cannot ask the Holy Spirit, and he doesn't have the answer. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. But are we using that? Are we using the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us and to give us the answers? And I've learned, the more I get into it, the better I'm led, the less stress that I have. I don't have stress anymore because I've landed in a place of peace, and with peace comes patience. So that is the lesson for today. That is the message that God wanted. And I'm sorry if I didn't get anyone. I didn't see any other hands up. I wasn't trying to not bring you on this morning. I didn't see a click. So if you didn't click one, I don't see it. And then I see all the people that's on the switchboard. I just assume that you are listening today and not wanting to talk. I only saw one caller's click. So if by mistake I did not see your click, I apologize. But just know that God loves you. I love you. And then this week, please put me and this board from Blog Talk on your prayer list, on your altar, that Satan will keep his hands off of this board. All right? So we can have a smooth. I need y'all to help me with this. We're going to stand and agree that next week we will not have this problem. That's 3 weeks in a row. So thank you. I appreciate you. Just remember the art of patience. Have a blessed week. Love your daughter. Stop, listen, and hear what she has to say. And your mother. Bye-bye.